Title: Formant Automation on Vocal Snippets Intermediate. Alright, let's take a basic vocal chop and turn it into something that feels like a signature drum and bass hook. The key move today is formant automation, making the vocal feel like it's changing mouth shape, throat size, vowel color without it just sounding like you're pitching it up and down like a cartoon. And here's the important Ableton reality check. Live doesn't give you one magical formant knob everywhere, so we're going to build two very practical formant flavors that actually work in a mix. Flavor 1 is warp character shifts, mainly complex pro or texture, that gets you closer to true vowel and throat changes, but it can get facey and unpredictable if you push it. Flavor 2 is the resonant vowel illusion, a bandpass filter with resonance plus saturation. Not scientifically perfect, but musically, in DNB. It reads instantly as talking, moving, vowel-like energy, and it's way easier to automate cleanly. In this lesson, pick one flavor as your main character. Keep the other as a subtle spice. If you go hard on both at the same time, you'll spend the entire session fighting chaos instead of writing a hook. Step 0 is vocal choice, because this makes or breaks everything. Choose something short and expressive. One syllable or 1 to 4 words max. The sweet spot for DNB chops is often around 100 to 600 milliseconds. Also, look for strong vowels, ah, oh, yeah, come, run. If the vocal is super wet, super reverby, or it's a long emotional phrase, save it for later. For the drop, one dry, punchy chop often hits harder because the drums and bass need space. Now step 1, warping, because in Ableton this is where a lot of formant behavior lives. Double-click your vocal clip. Turn warp on. Option A, the clean and controllable route. Set warp mode to complex pro. Turn formants on, and set envelope somewhere around 80 to 130. Lower envelope tends to get more robotic and facey. Higher tends to smooth out. Option B, the gnarlier jungle ghost route. Texture mode. Try grain size around 20 to 60 and flux around 10 to 30. Texture can smear in a cool way, but it's also easier to overdo. If you can't understand the word at all, you probably push too far for a hook, unless that's the point. Step 2. Make it playable with slice to a drum rack. This is the classic DNB workflow. Shop it, trigger it rhythmically, then automate movement on top. Right-click your warped audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Start with slicing by transients. If you want more machine gun edits, try slicing by eighths or sixteenths. You'll get a drum rack where each slice is inside a simpler. Rename it something like Fox Chop Rack, and color it. That sounds basic, but it saves you when your project gets big. Step 3. Get each slice into a good simpler setup. Open one simpler from the drum rack. Twitch it to classic mode if you want more control. Set it to trigger so every MIDI hit is consistent. Set voices to 1 to prevent overlaps turning into mush, especially in fast DNB patterns. Turn the filter on. We might automate it later, but even if we don't, it's ready. Then copy that simpler setup to the other pads so the whole rack behaves consistently. Teacher note here, one of the biggest reasons vocal chops feel amateur is every slice behaving differently. Consistency is your friend. Varination should come from intentional automation, not from random slice settings. Now we build the formant movement. Two methods. Method 1. Warp transpose character shifts with pitch compensation. Conceptually, we're doing something very Ableton. We automate clip transposition to shift the character, and then we tune back after slicing so the hook stays in key. A practical workflow is to duplicate the original audio clip to 2 tracks. One track is your Vox Formant design track, and another is a Vox reference you keep clean, just so you don't lose the original vibe while you experiment. On the Vox Formant clip, automate clip transpose. Try moves like -3, -5, -7 semitones for darker, throatier energy, or +2 or +5 for a spy voice or chipmunk moment, but be careful. In DNB, that can take over the whole mix fast. Then once you slice and you're triggering the rack, you can compensate with simpler's transpose so the musical pitch feels correct again. This method is feel-based. It won't always be mathematically the same pitch, but musically it works. Especially with fast chops, your ear hears the gesture more than the tuning spreadsheet. Arrangement idea if you want a plan. Bars 1 to 4, keep it pretty neutral, like 0 to -2 semitones of character shift. Bars 5 to 8, add deeper dips, like -5 to -7, but only on the last chop of each 2-bar phrase. Bars 9 to 16, ramp it more aggressively into fills, then reset. Resetting is huge in DNB. If everything keeps escalating, nothing feels like a drop anymore. Method 2, the talking formants, the mix-friendly way. Auto filter plus resonance plus saturation. Put your effects on the drum rack track, not on every slice. This is the one rack to rule them all approach. It keeps your hook cohesive and makes your automation lanes clean. Build this chain: auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, then a short dark reverb. Optionally a compressor with side chain from kick and snare. Auto filter settings: choose band pass 12 or band pass 24. Set frequency somewhere in the 400Hz to 2.5 kHz zone. That's the vowel zone where the mouth illusion lives. Set resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a bit of drive if your filter model has it, something like 2 to 6 dB. Now the automation target is the auto filter frequency. When you sweep it, you'll hear vowel impressions. Rough guide: O tends to feel lower, like 400 to 700. A sits around 700 to 1K. E feels higher, like 1.8K to 2.5K. Don't treat these like laws. Treat them like starting coordinates. Then saturator: set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. The reason we saturate is that resonance by itself can be thin and spiky. Saturation gives it teeth, so the vowel reads through drums and bass. Then EQ8, high pass around 100 to 160 Hz. In DNB, that low area is sacred territory for kick and sub. If the vocal has anything down there, it's usually just mud. And if your resonance sweep gets harsh, dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4K a bit. That's often where snares and bright percussion live too, so you want to be careful. Before we automate like crazy, one crucial coach note: level management is half the battle. Resonant moves spike, saturation spikes. So put a utility after your vocal effects and map its gain to a trim macro. If you're pushing it, add a glue compressor at 2 to 1, just catching 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to squash it, you're trying to prevent surprise jumps that wreck your balance. Now step 5, macro mapping, because this is what makes it arrangement friendly. Group the effects into an audio effect rack. Map macro 1 to auto filter frequency and call it formant sweep. Macro 2 maps to resonance, call it nasal or res. Macro 3 maps to saturator drive, call it grit. Macro 4 can be an air control, like an EQ shelf or a low pass cutoff. And a pro move: constrain your macro ranges on purpose. Don't map formant sweep from 20Hz to 20K. That's not musical, it's a roulette wheel. Instead, map it to the window you actually want, like 450Hz to 2.2K. Suddenly every automation move lands in a usable vowel zone, and you work 10 times faster. Now step 6, write DNB automation that grooves. The rule is, automate to phrasing, not constantly. If you scribble a random wiggle over every hit, it stops feeling like a hook and starts sounding like you're auditioning a plugin. Try a call and response pattern over two bars. Bar 1. Keep it neutral, like the macro around 40 to 50%. Bar 2, go darker, like 20 to 30%, but only on the last couple hits. That makes it feel like the vocal is answering itself. Or do a 4-bar evolution. Bar 1 steady. Bar 2 a slight rise on offbeats. Bar 3 deeper dips for tension. Bar 4 ramp into a fill, then hard reset when the phrase repeats. And here's a classic switch cue trick: in the last half bar before a drop switch, push resonance up slightly, sweep the band pass down quickly, and do a tiny reverb bloom, like automating reverb dry slash wet from 8% to 18% just for that fill, then back down. The audience doesn't think automation. They think something is about to happen. Advanced idea you can steal immediately: two-lane automation. One lane is your slow phrase drift over 4 or 8 bars, setting the overall color. The second lane is tiny accents, quick nudges that last 30 to 80 milliseconds right before fills or on the last hit of a bar. That's punctuation. It makes the hook feel performed, not looped. Another expressive trick: micro-timing. Take the answer chops and nudge them 5 to 15 milliseconds late, then give them a slightly brighter formant setting. That tiny drag plus brightness reads like a vocalist reacting. It's subtle, but it's the kind of subtle that makes DNB hooks feel intentional. Now step 7. The parallel dark layer for heavy rollers. Duplicate the vocal track, or build parallel chains inside an audio effect rack. Chain 1 is clean, mild filter movement, light saturation. Chain 2 is dark, add redux, with downsample around 2 to 6, and bit reduction around 0 to 2. Keep it subtle. Add overdrive, with frequency around 700 to 1.2K and drive around 20 to 45%. Then auto filter in low pass 24 mode, cutoff around 2 to 6K. Resonance 0.3 to 0.7. Optional grain delay at a tiny mix, like 3 to 8%, just to add haunted metallic air. Blend the dark chain quietly, like -10 to -18 dB underneath. The goal isn't now it's distorted. The goal is the hook feels heavier and more aggressive when the drop hits. Also, watch Stereo. Formant Tricks Plus Reverb can smear. If you want the hook to punch, put a utility on the main vocal chain and reduce width to somewhere like 0 to 40%. Keep it centered. Then send it to a wide reverb return for space. Center stays strong. Ambience stays wide. Step 8. Put it into a simple 16-bar drop plan so the automation is musical, not random. Bars 1 to 4. Introduce the hook with minimal automation. Establish identity. Bars 5 to 8. Increase formant movement every second phrase. Bars 9 to 12. Bring in the dark layer and maybe slightly higher resonance. Bars 13 to 16. A bigger automation ramp into a fill or switch. Then reset. And remember, judge your automation in context, not solo. The vocal needs to live with the snare and the bass. Snares often have body around 180 to 250 and crack in the 2 to 5K zone. Bass harmonics often sit from 200 Hz up through 2K depending on the patch. If your vocal is fighting either one, you're not failing. You just need smarter pocketing, darker vowels during busy bass phrases, brighter vowels in the gaps, or vice versa. Common mistakes to avoid while you build this. Over-automating every hit, so it becomes a demo instead of a hook. Too much resonance without EQ control, so it pierces around 2 to 4K and battles the snare and cymbals, leaving low end in the vocal and muddying the sub-zone. Ignoring timing and phrasing, which makes even cool sounds feel wrong, and not gain staging, because saturation plus resonance can jump in volume. Let's end with a quick 15-minute practice recipe you can actually do right now. Grab a one-word vocal. Yeah, is perfect. Warp it in Complex Pro with Formant on and envelope around 100. Slice to drum rack by Transience. On the rack track, add auto filter set to BP24 with resonance around 0.9. Add saturator, analog clip. Drive around 6 dB. Soft clip on. Add EQ 8, high pass at 140. Map auto filter frequency to a macro called Formant, and constrain the range to something like 450 Hz to 2.2K. This audio version is shortened for playback.